Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey now, Tommy.
It's Anna.
As we're recording this, it is Memorial Day weekend here in the States. So I'd like to keep the segments short, if possible.
Also recorded an hour and a half earlier, so we're very tired.
So this recording is currently 7:21 p.m., May 26, 2024, and it is May. Let's take a look and see what's up in May. Let's just jump right there. Some stuff that I didn't want to go over in May, just in case.
Just like last time, I want to see if you mentioned my favorite story from May.
Right? Oh, yes.
We'll get to that.
I like this game.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a whole thing in video games that I refuse to get into more than just the headline, because you people don't like to talk about video game stuff, from what I can tell.
Did you just say you people?
You people. You people in this podcast, except for me. Helldivers 2 drama in with Sony and PlayStation and the Helldivers out there about Sony forcing people to sign up with PSN when they weren't enforcing it for the past 2-3 months now, and people are like going, I don't want to sign up for PSN and the PC, blah 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 blah. A lot of people were giving it bad grades and whatnot, and they were asking for refunds from Steam, and Sony relented and said that, okay, fine, you don't have to sign up with PSN, but for those countries who don't have PSN, we're removing the game from your country. So drama there. No really resolution on that aspect. Those countries are out of luck. They don't have Helldivers 2 anymore. So see how that goes. Xbox shuts down.
I'm being petty.
Yeah, but it's the bottom line for Sony and PlayStation. I mean, that's what they do, right? Xbox shuts down 4 of their studios, and 2 major ones from there. When Tango Gameworks famously did Hi-Fi Rush, and other Evil Within and other games like that, and also Arcane Austin, which famously failed at Redfall, but also did games like the one game. What was it called again? Damn it, forgot. But anyways, a lot of gamers are upset about this, blah, blah, blah. But once again, big corporation, bottom line. The topic, I don't know if any of you two can explain to me what happened here. Kendrick versus Drake.
Anybody? Oh my God, anybody? The drama. I honestly, I'm as lost as you are.
Nice. I mean, Kendrick called, what do you call it?
Drake,
a pedophile. I think that's all we need now. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that what happened?
That's kind of big.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that was the thing. Wow, that's what happened.
The number one song.
Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, the number one song in the country is what they not like us or something like that. And it's like a whole song about how Drake is a pedophile, alleged pedophile.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that was the whole beef.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Or the whole thing.
Yep. Wow. And it's one of those things where there's been, from my understanding, I'm not really into the hip hop culture at all, the Drake of it all, but the rumors are like in Toronto, he'll have parties at his mansion, and it's been known that he'll invite high school girls from the area to that party and stuff like that. And that's kind of been known in the area and stuff like that. The police kind of look the other way and stuff like that. And there's been whispers. There's mostly been whispers, but there's also been some tangible things. Like when Millie Bobby Brown was first on the scene, like 15 or 16, she became friends with Drake and stuff like that.
I remember that.
Really uncomfortable. Weird.
Yeah, it's really weird and stuff like that. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's not quite at P. Diddy, or it's not quite at what do you call R. Kelly level yet, and so I apologize for listing like 2 black guys. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. It's just not quite at that level. But it's one of those things where like Kendrick won, basically. What I'm saying.
No, I think the comparison, it has nothing to do with race. I think it's apt comparison, because R. Kelly is the extreme version of what could have happened, what may have happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know, right?
We don't know. Yeah.
Drake is still stuck at Degrassi High, and that's what it is. I shrug. And then I guess she brought it up, P. Diddy. P. Diddy was the other big news story in May. Mm-hmm. Famously had that video where he's beating up his girlfriend. Was it wife? Yeah. Girlfriend? I'm not sure.
His girlfriend at the time.
Kathy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And among other allegations of what may have happened in his circle. So, okay. On a lighter note. First
all this stuff, both of those stuff, it's hard to kind of compress or summarize in a podcast. So it's one of the things you have to Google.
I think especially for us who aren't really in that news frame about this stuff. I know it's not in my news circle, so Yeah. But I thought it's a big story in May, so I couldn't mention that.
Yeah.
In lighter news, in other big news stories, first reveal of the new Superman suit all over the nerd world.
Oh, wait. Was that this month?
That was this month. Really? Yeah. Any thoughts on that?
Wow. Were the boys so mad about it? Wow. There are so many fanboys so pissed off about that picture. Mm-hmm.
Jiaming, thoughts on that?
Which I found so hilarious.
I thought it was I was disappointed. I also found it weird because it wasn't like a scene or from a movie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a professionally done thing. It was because they have photographers on set when they're making these movies, right?
Yeah.
And so he's sitting down. It's sitting down. You see all the wrinkles and all that. So that's part where I thought was weird. And when it came out, somebody mentioned, "Oh, this probably means they're going to shoot outside, so they're going to see the suit anyway. So they want to control the thing, right? They control the narrative." But then later, it's been like 4 weeks, and there's been no other additional pictures of them, outside or anything like that. So I don't know why he showed that picture, because, like I said, it's not a finished picture of the suit and stuff, and the suit itself, it doesn't look that much different from any of the previous iterations of the Superman suits we've seen. You know what I mean? It's that hard rubber texture and stuff. Nothing about it stood out.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
What are your thoughts?
First off, at least let him have the briefs. They gave him that, right?
Yeah, we can barely see it. He's sitting down.
It seems like they released this picture out of good intentions of like, hey, here's a behind the scenes. Look at him. He's putting on the suits of Superman. But it completely backfired on them. And so it's like, what the heck?
And the thing is with James Gunn, he's very much on social media, right? And throughout the shoot, there's been behind the scenes pictures, of the cast and all that stuff. But this, to me, is not something you should casually kind of release and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'm saying the same thing over, but I don't understand why this wasn't like a finished picture and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I don't understand why they thought this was a good idea and stuff like that.
This only gives the Warner Brothers suits a reason to say, hey, maybe we need to control your narrative now. You're kind of just doing your own thing and it's not working apparently. He's just giving them ammunition to take over the movie now. So I don't do that, James Gunn. Don't do that.
This was a clear James Gunn didn't talk to his publicist before he released it.
clearly. Speaking of entertainment industry here, Max joins Disney in string bundle. And also, the whole, we talked about this in last week's episode, Comcast also has a bundle themselves with Netflix, Apple TV Plus, and Peacock. So, streaming bundles, yay! Question mark?
So cable?
For cable, I know. I feel like we've talked about this already, but I do feel like we're not the target audience for this. So,
yeah.
Well, even though we kind of are, but we kind of also not.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm way down. I don't have Comcast, obviously, but I'm pretty much set about. I can't think anymore about streaming, guys. That's all. That's my bottom line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got my thing going. I'm probably overpaying. I could probably combine a couple of these things, but I'm like the train's so far down the line. Like I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know what to say.
And it does seem like the bundles are the ad versions anyway. And I don't want no ads. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, yeah. When I read it, when I saw ads, I said I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of ads, good segue here. Mm-hmm. Apple's iPad, they had that ad for the iPad Pro, the new one, and they had this commercial where you see all these different classic items from VCRs to CD players and all this other stuff,
and it's being crushed
by a compression belt, whatever it's called. I don't know. And then, it's getting flattened. Yeah, it's getting flattened, getting crushed. It's called a crush ad. So it's crushing all this media items. And then at the end, you see the iPad. And Apple's like, that's right, folks. What a great commercial. And apparently the internet does not agree.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what the internet doesn't want people to do. Mm-hmm. Is like, oh, look at you. You're just completely taking over all these industries and all this all these people's like work and saying that just get an iPad and
destroying instruments that create art is not good. You know what I mean?
Not a good look.
And somebody, I saw this actually in reverse because I wasn't online that day or something like that. And then somebody already reacted to it by providing alternative commercial where they reverse the commercial. You know what I mean? it's one of those things where it starts with the destroyed product instrument, mm-hmm. and then it goes backwards, and yeah. then it works much better. Like, hey,
yeah.
Instead of that's a better message and stuff like that.
I agree.
So
Apple should just re-release it in reverse because I think it is a better message of this is what the item can do.
And it was one of those things where bullying online actually works because actually Apple apologized, right?
Apple apologized, yes.
Yeah, they released a sim and said, oh, my bad.
Speaking about bullying online, this goes with a previous video game related episode from a while back that we did. People have complained that Stellar Blade released a censored version when it first came out. Was it this year? This month? Anyways, when it came out, it was quote unquote the censored version. And very recently, they released a patch that uncensored the stuff that was censored, and all the fanboys are in ecstasy, to put it in a sense, that hey, we won! We got to change their mind, and they released the uncensored version. Yay! Okay. See, I put down here, Bumble removing controversial celibacy ads following online backlash. Anna, so you know about this. So go ahead, explain it, because I don't know anything much about this. I just wrote it down.
Oh, my
go
God.
On.
They went on, I don't know, again, it just shows how bad corporations are out of touch, because they try to be, like, blaming the celibacy that women are, they just don't want to date or whatever. Bumble fucks anyways. And so they're just kind of blaming it on women, and they're
wait,
like,
"Wait, what are they blaming on women?"
Hold on, let me look up the article again because I already forgot this. And this is so much fumble, controversy. Because it was just like they had these billboards about like anti-celibacy, and like
as a way of promoting Bumble, they started pushing ads that said, hey, celibacy doesn't work, you know what I mean, hey, try Bumble. I think that was the gist of it.
Wow.
Okay, pretty much.
And it's just like, oh, like maybe you should like the vow of celibacy is not the answer. And it's like, excuse me, who are you to tell me what my choices are? It's my body, my choice kind of thing.
Not and realizing so, all women are whores. Am I right, guys? Wait. Sorry. That's the wrong message. Sorry, what?
I thought Bumble was supposed to be like a woman-run company for women.
That's the most hilarious thing, because it's a new CEO that took over. And I'm like, you completely forgot the whole point of Bumble, which, okay, here is my theory. I don't think Bumble is real because a lot of those people on there are like not real people. That's just my thing. And I haven't had luck with Bumble. I know some people have. I tried really hard, but a lot of the guys were just kind of lame. Or not lame, but they just never followed through with things. But like, that was a big deal about like women have, you know, get the power to message first. And that was the whole angle versus, you know, Tinder, where anyone could like message you, but here you have the power. And the new CEO is kind of like, we're just going to throw that out the window. Because I don't know if this is true or not, but they had said that they were going to allow guys to message first as well.
Wow.
So
it's completely different dating app then.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're just kind of going and changing everything and like, oh, you shouldn't be a nun. You should like date and open a Bumble. Maybe you'll find a date. And it just kind of was giving a really wrong message.
Yes.
Because Tinder, doesn't Tinder don't say anything. They're there. A Hinge is like the one, you know, if you want to find a long-lasting relationship, you want Hinge. And I think Bumble is really trying really hard to get back in that market and utterly fumbled this because they thought that they could talk to women like that, and turns out you can't.
Okay. Yeah. In other news about women.
You still haven't mentioned the story I'm thinking of, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Maybe I'll get
it's,
there.
It's pretty dark, though. I don't think you'll have it then.
Oh,
it was in Bumble. Wow.
Speaking of women, again, the Oversight Committee, politics now, guys, went into, like, essentially, like, a name-calling act, or essentially, like, where Marjorie Taylor Greene...
Did they call him whores? Like I just did earlier.
Marjorie Taylor Greene like pointed out, oh, you're not able to see the legislation thing because of your fake eyelashes and whatnot. And then and then there was this talk back where she called her back on that, and AOC hit the step in and go, how dare you talk about somebody's physical attributes in that way, blah, blah, blah. So it was like a whole series of women talking crap against each other, and the men of the thing are like completely confused, like, oh, wait, what's going on? They go, what are you guys talking, shouting at each other for? Blah, 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 blah. And it was a whole thing in the political world. So, yeah. Dublin, New York, they had a giant video chat, a portal, so to speak. It's like an art institute, an art project that they put like a video of in New York where you can see Dublin, Ireland, and Dublin, Ireland can see New York. It's a portal that you can't
put in. It's
a real-time video, right? Real-time video chat. And the idea is like, hey, look at the people across the world, across the ocean, blah, blah, blah. And people being people had to ruin it. Can't have nice things, people. People started like posting. People in Ireland started posting somebody like had like a picture of the 9/11 attacks. Like they put it on the camera of the portal thing to the New Yorkers, and New Yorkers were.
Hey, remember this happened? Remember this? Remember that?
Hey. Shouldn't be laughing. Hey. Shouldn't be laughing. Yeah. And then.
Hey, you remember
why
this?
Why are you right, laughing? Yeah. Why are you laughing?
And didn't the people from New York like post like pictures of the IRA bombing and stuff like that? Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Remember this? I remember this.
People being people.
Watch out for cars. You know what I mean?
Can't have nice things.
What's in the boot?
Can't have nice things, people. Can't have nice things.
Just to be clear, I'm just joking.
Yeah, and the final straw, the final straw actually wasn't the 9/11 thing. It was like an OnlyFans model or went ahead and showed her boobies.
Yeah,
you know, and there we go. Yeah,
so, as I've said many times, anytime there's new technology and stuff like that, boobies, tits, ass, dick will always show up at some point. You know what I mean? God bless them.
It's a nice idea, though. Go on.
But they reopened it though, right?
Have they? Last check, they have not reopened it. Have you heard that they reopened it?
I thought they did.
I thought they were shutting it down.
Yeah,
I thought they shut it down for a little bit. Put some censorship. I don't know.
After this recording, I have not seen any more research about it in terms of whether they reopened it or not. So yeah.
Can't have nice things.
Yeah.
On the surface, real quick, on the surface, it's a lovely idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
To real time to see across the world and stuff like that, you know what I mean? On such a scale, it's a lovely idea.
Mm-hmm.
Remember 9/11, guys? LOL, am I right?
So bad, so bad.
Yeah.
In other world news, Portugal. It's a weird small thing, but a meteor light up Portugal, right? I'm not sure if you guys saw the video of that.
It almost
seemed like an alien spaceship landed somewhere. He's like, where did that come from? So maybe it was.
I believe it was an alien. I don't believe it was a meteor.
Did you see that video of the girl looking up in the sky? That's beautiful. But it's really lovely.
That's an alien. That was Superman. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other videos of the ducks. Did you see the ducks by the water and stuff? That was lovely too. Lovely images.
Yeah. It looked fantastic. Wasn't Northern Lights also this year? Was it last month?
It was this month. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
And Northern Lights. Northern Lights that I don't want to talk about. So
yeah,
that also happened. You know,
I'm salty about that.
Yeah.
I have like three more ideas.
How can you have beef in the Northern Lights? What's wrong with you, man?
I didn't get to see it. Okay.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
No FOMO,
that's
Anna.
The cosmic's fault. Yeah.
No FOMO, Anna. No FOMO.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I usually don't have FOMO, but I mean, I am allowed to be human and have one FOMO moment.
But why are you mad at the infinity, at the majesty of the universe?
I'm mad at the master for not giving the opportunity to go.
You should set your Google alerts better. What do you think of that? It's on you. What do you think of that?
You're right. I should. It's my fault.
Yeah, you could have driven up the mountains in San Bernardino and looked at it.
Exactly, I could have done it.
You could have.
How privileged are you? The door to the lights has to come to me. God damn it!
Yes,
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going.
You have to come to me.
You come to me. God damn it!
I like to
the
be
magic crazy of the universe. God damn you!
This is also graduation month for a lot of schools, and the most famous story out of graduation month, in my opinion. Is the whole thing where the commencement presenter for Thomas Jefferson University as the lady read off the phonetic spellings of each graduate's name, and it was hilarious. For example, instead of Molly Elizabeth Camp, the speaker can be heard saying Molina Zabit Cap. Or for Maeve Elizabeth, she would say Maeve Lee Zubet.
But these are like ethnic or like really complicated names. They're just kind of basic American white names.
Yes. Really? Like, why are you looking at the phonetics if the, the American version is right in front of you? You can easily just say that.
And is it John Travolta? Was that the presenter? What's happening here?
And the and I don't know why it went this long, but apparently the final straw was she said the name Tamo May, right? And apparently she was say Thomas. And she is from Thomas Jefferson University.
Crushed it.
And she couldn't say Thomas. She said Tamo May.
So they pulled her off the floor immediately or what?
Yeah,
they
I think I'm not even sure it's a she. But the presenter had to be had to step down after that, essentially.
They're like, we're
getting somebody else to say these names.
Yeah.
How long? Why did it take so long?
Well, if you go by, why did it take so long? Like how many kids got like what the heck? Is she calling me or is he calling me? Like what the heck? Funny though, it's memorable.
Embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
And they showed what it looked like. So they had like the English name on top in smaller fonts, and then they had the phonetics in wide fonts, like in the middle of the card. But the point is, like, you could still see the original name written as it's written down.
So, and there's the thing where she could just practice ahead of time. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where she knows, you know, the name. You know, it's a finite list. Just practice beforehand. You can't nail Tom if you're worried about Thomas. I guess you can practice, man. Come on, man.
If she was worried that she was going to offend somebody for not saying their name properly, she failed big time.
Yeah,
absolutely. And once again, I'm not sure if it's a female, but I think it is.
Yeah.
Kabusu, are you familiar with Kabusu? The Shiba Inu?
I have no idea what any of those words mean.
Remember, you know how the Shiba Inu is like a meme in the internet for the past, I don't know, 15 years or whatever?
Yeah, I know the story. Yeah,
was one of the inspirations for Dogecoin, right? Mm-hmm. And you see like the little, well, when you type in Doge or Shiba Inu, you see the picture of Kabusu. Mm-hmm. Well, Kabusu just recently died. Mm-hmm. You know, after 16 years, I would say. 18.
I read 18. Yeah, I read 18. That's a good run.
That's a good run. Except the if you look at the Instagram and you see how he was the past couple of years, I hate to say it, but maybe you should have let him go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He looked like he was suffering at that point. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At the very end, he's essentially like in a wheelchair kind of thing, and he's just like lying on the strap in the wheelchair. And I'm like, at that point on, I mean, signs were showing that this dog can't function properly at this point. And it's sad. But, I get it. But come on, lady. Were you just keeping him alive because of the internet fame? I mean, come on.
So two takeaways from these two podcasts we've done. Albert thinks he's going to be a stuntman, and Albert wants to murder dogs. That's what we're doing.
I can't believe you.
Two hot takes on Albert.
Kill fast.
Hey, three.
No, I agree.
Third hot take. Hey, guys, if you want to let Kabusu's spirit soar and be remembered, buy more Dogecoin. Buy more Dogecoin.
Well, you know what the move is for like older dogs is, right? You should do the old rich white lady thing. Clone them. You know what I mean? Get that clone going.
True. Take
this on that Dogecoin money and make some clones.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, look at that.
Dogecoin money and then make the clone of Kabusu.
Because obviously, on a serious note, obviously the chick is keeping the dog alive for money reasons or something. You know?
Yeah. I don't want to assume that, but I am assuming that. So apologies. Sure apologize to the owner, but I'm assuming that.
I'm sure that dog's made a lot of appearances since it went big. You know what I mean? It's like one of those actors that get on a TV show or a movie that's a fan base. You know what I mean? Every weekend they're on the road making appearances.
Yeah. Yeah, but so as somebody who had to go through two dogs already, I mean, I understand. But at the same
time, you have to
do the right thing. You have to let them go eventually.
Yeah, because they don't have a choice. They can't tell you I'm in excruciating pain. Yeah. You know, like you need to I don't know. I'm on the, like, I don't want them to suffer.
Yeah,
do the right thing.
I wouldn't be I wouldn't want to be suffering. So,
absolutely. And my last story, which I'm still not sure is jumping story, time traveler. We got proof of time traveler.
This comes up every few years. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
So
stop
you,
it, guys.
Are you familiar with the story with the number of time? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So Anna, are you? Are you?
No.
Okay.
What time traveler is it this time?
All right. All right.
Because we didn't get one from 2020. So come on.
So the story goes: there's this guy who has this is a real estate guy who does real estate videos on YouTube, who has an Airbnb in Florida. That's right, folks, Florida, mm-hmm. right? And he's looking at the Ring app. And he noticed motion, and he sees this guy, this younger guy, like roaming his backyard of his Airbnb, and he's going on the Ring. Hey, you, what you doing there? Get out of there, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes into the shed, like it's a remote shed in the backyard, or what's the front yard? Anyway, the backyard, goes into the shed, does not come out. He calls the cops, the cops shows up, right? And they open the shed, guy's gone, right? And at this whole time, he's trying to tell the guy, like, Get out of my shed. I'm calling the cops, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Cops show up, open the shed, nobody there. It's like a very small, it's like a one or two person shed. Cops like, hey, there's nobody here. And then a few days later, a guy comes out of the shed who is older.
Dun, dun, dun.
An older man comes out of the shed. And if you look at the his face, he looks like that young guy, but older. Dun, dun, dun.
It's AI.
Yeah. I don't know the story. I was thinking about another story. Social media. This is new. I have to look at it later.
Yeah. So, and he said he's like miles, not miles. Like he's like, I mean, he might actually be like a state away from his Airbnb or whatever. And he went there, he put a camera in the shed to show people what it looks like in the shed. And from this point on, as of this recording, I don't have any additional research on this. No other resolution. No other resolution to this except for what was seen in the video and the camera and whatnot. And he released it on TikTok. He released it on YouTube. So you can see all that. I'll put the link in the show notes for you guys to check it out if you want to. But yeah, if you believe in time travel stuff, here you go. Another thing too. Another TikToker was wanted to investigate this situation because he was into time travel stuff or whatever. And he did because we have this technology now, facial recognition search, whatever, on the old man. And the old man was this other guy who's already dead. And this guy had articles about time travel. People, this could be it. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah, the counter argument is like, hey, if you had the ability to time travel, why would you go to Florida in 2024?
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Exactly.
Because he knows it's a good cover. Because people be like, nah, not real. It's Florida. See, it's a good cover.
I don't think it works like that, man. You know what I mean? Oh, we've had these existential questions since people have talked about time travel. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, would you kill Hitler? Would you do this? Would you, you know what I mean? Nah, would you sleep with your mom? Apparently.
But we don't know the rules of time travel, but maybe this guy
does.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think one of the rules is like going to a shed in Florida, some random place. Yeah.
So not that I completely believe in this, but my thing is that, yes, you do a facial recognition, and yes, coincidentally enough, he looks like this guy who's already dead that has talked about mm-hmm. time travel stuff in his articles or whatever. Coincidence. Mm-hmm. Sure. Other thing too, I know how the Ring app works, okay? It mm-hmm. doesn't record every second. There are gaps.
I was going to mention that too. Yeah.
There are gaps in the second. Yeah. There are gaps in the minutes. If there is no motion in the backyard, there's no reason for the Ring app to mm-hmm. capture video. And once in a while, even if there is motion, the Ring app wouldn't catch it. Right?
Yeah. It's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
Because we have cameras at work and stuff like that. So over the years, there's been things that's missed and stuff like that. And also, I think what we should do is, you know what this guy's buried? So, like, dig him up. You know what I mean?
Let's figure it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's break my rules and dig up a grave. Get the warrant.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What do you think of that? Tough guy.
Yeah. But fascinating story. I'm sure there's gonna be some kind of TV special or documentary about this. Blah blah blah. And yeah, time travel. Now, Zhao Ming, what is this story you're talking about?
The story that tickled me the most is it's a dark story. So you know the whole thing with Boeing and stuff like that. The
oh
Boeing,
no! Yeah, maybe that's the reason why I didn't put it on the list. Yeah. Go on.
So for the second time, a whistleblower in a Boeing case has died under mysterious circumstances. The first one died because of quote unquote suicide after telling his friends, "Like, hey, I'm not gonna kill myself. I feel great." You know what I mean? So yeah, a second whistleblower in a Boeing case has died. But come on, man. What's going on here?
I mean, I talk about coincidences in the time travel story, but come on. This is too much of coincidence, people.
Come on, man. you know, Jesus H. Christ, man. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
What a world we're living. Good times, guys.
And there we go, folks. That was the month of May, and that's what's up.
We did it again. Yay.
You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff and Junk Show, at Stuff and Junk Show. Did I say that?
You can find me on the social media. I'm not even listening. You can find me on social media, JIAMINZLU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And you can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Trez as well at Albert5x5. Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whowhatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, this was episode 776 of the Stuff 76? 75. This was episode 775 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining. No, wait, what? Is it 76 or 75?
I think we're all breaking down. We're like in a wasteland. We're in a wasteland with no gas left.
Okay. This is episode 775. Of the Stuff and Junk Show. YOLO. I think I'll find out after when I'm editing this. Thanks for joining us. Until next time,
I can't believe Ruthie missed this
podcast. Has been a Who at First Five production. Let me double check if I got the numbers right here. Okay, 73, 74 was the Furiosa, 75 was the previous one, so 76 is next.